And good morning. It is 8:35. Time now for Ask the Expert here on Connect FM. Joining us this morning, Mr. Jeff Harrison from the Pennsylvania Freedom Fighters. Jeff has done a lot of work, and I mean a lot of work, investigating President Obama's birth certificate, and he's got a lot of great topics to talk to us about today. Jeff, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for being here, and thank you for your station for doing this. I can tell you that you're one of the only stations. There's a few across America, but the media is not covering it, but we will.
Right. And even Donald Trump stopped talking about it.
Not exactly.
A little bit.
There's things about me you don't want to know.
Well, Jeff, thanks for joining us today. We wanted to talk about a variety of different topics today, and let's get this thing started.
Okay. I'd like to open with Mr. Bill Allen. We are Tea Party people, and part of our thing is the Constitution and our faith and prayer. And I was very happy to ask Bill to come, and he said he'd be glad to do a little prayer to open up for today. Thank you, Bill.
Well, let's ask the Lord's blessing on our country. Heavenly Father, we hear a lot today in the news about the things that are going on, the corruption in government, same-sex marriage and illegal aliens and all the brutality that's going on in our country. We hear about Sharia law, but I think what we need to hear is about God's law. So I ask today that people would consider in their own lives of having a relationship with you, and that through this we would read your word and have the answers to our problems. I ask that you would help people to understand and take an interest in the politics and our country, and that our country wouldn't go down as a bad country. Bring us back to where we need to be, Lord. I ask these things in your precious name. Amen.
One thing about Bill, you can't top that. His last messages, he's done a bunch of messages for us here, and I'd like to get him on recording. He's very good. Thank you, Bill, for what you do.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about just to consider Christ in your life. When I was in the Marines, some guys would go get baptized when we were in combat. And we'd chuckle at him a little bit, but it was serious business, okay?
Sure.
And some things have been happening around Du Bois that made me think. And very recently, the other day, we had a young lady that her life was taken in anger and rage. That's the best we can figure out right now. And then there was another lady who's some 61 years old. She was minding her own business, mowing her grass, and some crazy guy ran her over with a car.
Yeah.
And lately, we've had... In this time of year, we always have an accident at a swimming pool, or we have auto accidents, motorcycle accidents, ATV accidents, and you could just get sick all of a sudden, and your life is gone. And,
right.
And the Bible says our life is like a vapor.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, we would just like to ask people, one of our things is our faith, and we don't push it on anybody, but we'd just like people to consider faith in Christ. So that's pretty much the message for today.
Absolutely.
I like to go over some quotes here that sort of parallel with faith and the Constitution, and I just love quotes, and I'm going to do a couple quotes, and then we'll go into what we're talking about today. Thomas Jefferson said, "Educate and inform the whole mass of people. They are only sure reliance for the preservation of our liberty." If a nation expects to be ignorant and free in a state of civilization, it expects what never was and never will be. It says here, "Our Constitution was made only for moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate of a government of any other kind." That was John Adams, the other ones I forgot to tell you who they are. "Man will ultimately be governed by God or by tyrants," to Benjamin Franklin. And the final one by Edmund Burke here says, "The only thing for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing."
One of my favorite Thomas Jefferson quotes was, "We should have a revolution every 10 years to keep the you-know-what's honest." Right?
I kind of figured you'd say that, Kevin.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. So basically what it comes down to is you have to be educated both spiritually and also in the Constitution and know what's going on. There's a lot of people that are working and busy, and the media, you know, there's a lot of media that if you, I'll go to Trump, he says a lot of people in the media lie, right. If you listen.
Sure.
So basically, that's pretty much our lesson for today. But I've been busy doing a couple things, and one of the things I call is called Operation Fix Bayonet.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is you really have to get up close. You have to really go do something. When things are bad, you have to take initiative. You have to do things that you maybe wouldn't want to have to do. And basically, I'm doing a lot of things I wish I wouldn't have to do. I don't want to do this.
Right.
I kind of fell into this. I started with the Tea Party about 5-6 years ago. Up until that time, I'd been in the military working 3 jobs, and now I'm working a 4th job.
Yes, you've added a new one to the list.
So anyways, I'd like to talk about one of the projects that I'm working on. And I'm working with a guy named Montgomery Sybil. He's a Washington attorney, and I'm in contact with about 3 or 4 other attorneys. I don't know, go figure, janitor. And I have a joke, and that joke is, what's worse than hurting cats? Hurting lawyers,
yes,
and attorneys.
I gotcha.
I'm the lowest guy in the poll, and I'm the one taking initiative, and I'm kind of, I am directing, and you know, what's next step, and
sure.
Why don't we do this? And I'm the one the leader there, if you can believe that. But anyways, I am. I work with Mike Volan out of Eastern Pennsylvania, and his website is wheresobamasbirthcertificate.com, and he hooked me up with those people. And the project we're working on here in Pennsylvania is to contact our president judges,
mm-hmm.
and to request a grand jury on Obama's credentials. And basically, we have at least 2 cases we found out that the attorney gave me. And one was called Commonwealth versus John, and it's 854A2D 591. And what that talks about, there was a young 13-year-old person. It doesn't say, it doesn't give us the sex, but this person was contacted by email.
Mm-hmm.
Must have been some pervert,
right.
You know. And probably a fella and some sick guy, and he was trying to contact this youth. And the crime started out of state, but it actually came into Pennsylvania because of the communication came here.
And was prosecuted here in Pennsylvania.
Right. And then another case, it's Commonwealth versus Vergilio. It's Vergilio, and it's 103A3D. 831, and that's another case. And what this was somebody was out of state, and what they did is they threatened somebody, physical harm. So we're trying to contact our president judges across Pennsylvania. We have 67 counties. I've sent several out in our area. We have sent them out. We have not received replies.
Mm-hmm.
But Ammerman said one. He said, we don't have a case here. Now, I can't reach out and talk to him anymore, but if anybody else would like to write a letter or contact him, that we do have a case. And the Sybil said if we get a judge to look at this, this will blow it right wide open. So we need somebody of character and somebody of strength and not be afraid to do the right thing.
What you're looking for is several judges to step up and go after this case, or even just one.
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 All we
judge.
Need is one. This will blow it right open if we have a grand jury. And, you know, everybody thinks the government is like judicial, executive, and legislative. But there's the grand jury. Some people consider that another branch of the government. But the biggest branch, and the branch I feel that's not being receptive or educated or motivated, dedicated, all these things, are we the people.
Right.
You know, we go to work, we come home, we read the paper, we believe everything, and
pay
we don't
taxes and
we don't get involved. So we need people involvement. If you want to turn it around, if you like the way things are going, then don't do anything. But if you want to do something about it, we can do something about it. So that's Operation Fix Bayonets.
Right.
Now, did you have a question?
Yeah. I think you've explained this on a previous program, but how did the name come about? And I think it has to do with your military background, right?
Well, I was in the reserves up in Erie, Pennsylvania for a while. In between, I have 2 broken tours, but I was with the truck company up there. There was a sergeant from the state troopers, and he he said the worst feeling that he ever got was when he was in Vietnam in the jungles and he got to command fixed bayonets. Right. So that means you have to close in and destroy your enemy, or you have to take care of business, okay? Right. I was a Marine. I volunteered for combat. I'm not a hero. I was in logistics, but I did my time. Right. But if I had to, you know, I volunteered. So
sure.
If I had
you to. Served your country.
Yes.
There's no question.
Yeah, so that is a funny backstory. Yeah. How did I get that story? Now, the other thing that we're working on here is articles of impeachment. And what we have to do is we have to call our congressman, and that would be the House of Representatives. In our case, it would be Glenn Thompson. Mm-hmm. And what we need to do is request a congressional hearing on Obama's credentials, and then they would forward it to the Senate for impeachment. So that's another thing. I have been contacting his office. I mailed all three kits. I made them a kit. It's a kit. And it's by the North American Law Center, and you have to Google their address because I forgot their website address. I'm dumb today. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Yeah.
But if you call me at 814-375-2490, leave a message, or I'll pick up the phone, or I'll get back to you as soon as I can. I'll give you the website. And what it is, it's a package. It has a cover letter here. Kevin, you know I always give you homework.
That's it. Love the homework.
Here's the cover letter to Glenn Thompson. I sent one to his Bellefonte office, D.C. office, and Titusville office, priority mail with the green registration card. So
he received it, right?
He's got it, man.
Yep.
So anyways, I'm asking you to call Glenn Thompson's office and ask him for a congressional hearing on to impeach Obama. We would like to have people get a hold of this package. So if you go to Google North American Law Center, or you call me at 814-375-2490, I'll make sure you get a copy of this. Basically, you put your address on it, sign it, send it in, and make some follow-up phone calls. I have been in contact. We are also, Mike Volin of Where's Obama's Birth Certificate is in contact with his representative, Mike Glazer. And so what we're trying to do is also we're asking Glenn Thompson to talk to Lieutenant Zulo mm-hmm. of the Sheriff Department of Maricopa County, the chief investigator. Now, Sheriff has taken a lot of heat from the Obama administration saying that he profiled illegal immigrants, and he's going through a lot of legal problems. I think there's repercussions on his investigation because he's the one that did the investigation, and there's all kinds of evidence on this. And Sheriff O'Pyle has talked to Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Mike Bolin, who I work with, has talked to Donald Trump. I haven't talked to him.
You're next in line.
He don't talk to janitors.
You're next in line.
No, yeah. I don't want to be. But anyways, I can tell you that not only does Donald Trump have all the information from the Sheriff Department, from the Tea Party, those Tea Party people, again, surprise Tea Party out of Arizona. They're the ones that went to see Donald's representatives. Mm-hmm. And my guy, Mike Bolin, has also talked to his attorney. Not only did he talk to Donald Trump in person, but to his attorney. So Donald Trump also sent some of his own investigators around, and I can only imagine he said, now this is his words, I don't have an exact context. He said, "You won't believe what we've found." Now, I know Donald is not talking about this right now. I know Donald is busy running for office, but I can tell you, and I'm not spreading rumors, I'm just, I'm telling the truth.
Right.
That Donald has probably more stuff. The other thing here is a guy named Breitbart. He was going to give out a news announcement, and the next day he was found dead from some kind of heart attack or something, next day or two. So there are people that have been threatened. There are people that their lives are on the line, that their jobs are on the line. The media has been threatened. Our congressmen have been threatened. And the guy named Jim Garrell from Canada, he worked for CID or some government agency.
Right.
And he's come out and said that Obama has some 300 people in his administration in the background doing opposition research. You don't have to ask. You want to do something on me? I'll tell you. I'll tell you straight out.
Just ask.
Yeah, I'll tell
it's that
you.
Simple.
Yeah. So this is very serious business, and I'm just trying to find the right thing to say. And I think we need people to get involved. Bill and I have been working on this and all kinds of issues. Our group's been working on issues, And basically, a lot of people don't want to get involved. Mm-hmm. They don't think it's going to affect them. But if you look at Obamacare, that's going to affect you. If you look at the taxes, if you look at global warming and climate change and taxes and fees and immigration and everything like that, that's another issue on the board. So it all goes back to Obama. But not only does it only go back to Obama, but I want to know who's behind the curtain. I want to know who the Wizard of Oz. I want to know who the puppet master is.
Pull that curtain back, is what Jeff is saying.
Pull that curtain back.
Yeah.
So that's basically pretty much what I have to say. So, yeah, shoot me some hard questions, Kevin. Let's talk about this.
No real hard questions, Jeff. It's basically, I think, from your standpoint, it's a numbers game, because the more people that get involved in your group, the more people that contact the politicians, eventually they're going to have to do something about it.
Well, I personally feel if you don't get involved, you're going to get steamrolled. If you don't speak up for yourself, I have a bunch of little boys at home, and as they got older, they would speak up for themselves.
Right.
They wouldn't take it anymore. I have one boy that was harassed in school, and he just didn't take it anymore.
Right.
And you have to speak up. You have to do the right thing. It's not easy for me to do this stuff.
Sure.
In the Marines, we have a thing. It's called lead by example. And I could say, Bill, he's a leader. He's a very good guy. He's a spiritual leader. He's a senior to me. I look up to Bill and his wisdom, because he's been around a little longer than me.
There you go.
But you know, it's about opening up your eyes. It's about the truth. You know, like in a movie, you can't handle the truth.
Yeah.
But we're at a very troubled time in our nation. We've turned our back on God. We've turned our back on the Constitution. We turned our back on right and wrong. You know, people are afraid to do stuff. You know, there was a time when I was a kid, if I was in the neighborhood and I was acting up, you know, a senior fellow on the porch would come out to and say, little young man, knock that off.
Right.
Okay. You're not allowed to do that anymore.
Yeah.
People see things and they don't want to get involved because they don't think it's going to affect them. People go to the poll and they push D for dummy and R for retard, because just because you have a D and an R, I would like to ask people questions and get their answer, like the man on the street. Have you ever seen that show, Man on the Street?
Yes,
or heard of Man on the Street, where they'll ask them, who's the vice president?
Right. And a lot of times they don't know.
or who's in Congress? Or give me some basic Ten Commandments. Or, mm-hmm. or give me some of the Constitution. We have been so dumbed down that it's really silly. And I'm a little horrified. I'm a little afraid. I'm a little like puzzled. I mean, how did it get this way?
Right.
Well, my boys, they did pretty good in history.
Yeah.
And they're doing real good when it comes to the Constitution and things like that. Now, I don't preach to them. I just talk a little bit with them. But we need to turn our country around. We cannot afford the national debt that we have.
Right.
They say it's, what, 120 trillion or something like that?
Yeah. And we're printing money.
Yeah,
and that's what we're doing. Are
we going to be like Greece? When is the bubble going to burst? We need to put our brakes on a lot of things. So this whole thing is, you know, I'm not here to get Obama.
Right.
People said I'm prejudiced, I'm this, I'm that. I'm not. I'm concerned that we have a usurper in the White House. Now, what could be more important than that? Either find out yes or no. You know, he has claimed that he's a certain religion. And why not? We're going to go talk about religion here.
Right.
He claimed it. And he's also said that he's going to stand with certain religion and he's going to back up certain people. And if you look at Benghazi, if you look at Fast and Furious, if you look at the immigration system, you look at we're just going to let people come across the border without checking them out. America is a very friendly country, I believe.
Right.
We're very forgiving. We're very giving, you know, but we cannot tolerate what's going on. We can't have people coming in from ISIS. We can't have people coming in with all kinds of diseases. We can't have criminals coming in. You know, if something came to Du Bois, if we had four or five, six busloads of people, foreigners, what would we do? And then 30, 40, 50, 60% are kids. So that would overwhelm our school system. And that would drain our services. And that would be money. We can't afford it. It's not that we don't want to be nice. and going to war. Okay, I signed up for the Marine Corps to advance myself, to use it as a stepping stone. And I knew very well that I could get hurt and not come home someday.
Sure.
But I love my country, and that's why I joined the military. I'm not a hero. I'm not, you know, very bright guy. I'm just an average kind of fella. But what I see going down is I'm doing something about it. And you people out there need to do something about it. And if you, I've done the homework.
Right.
And many other people like me are fighting this. This is not a Republican Party problem, not a Democrat Party thing. You'd be surprised how many Democrats actually started the birther thing.
Right.
Hillary, Philip Berg is an attorney out of Eastern Pennsylvania. There's a bunch of people that you'd be surprised who is fighting and how they're fighting.
Up until recently, you were a Democrat.
Yeah, a year ago.
Yeah,
and then now I don't know if I could tell the difference, okay? Okay, they win the House, they win the Senate, and they won't do anything. They won't put their foot down. They won't do what's right. I can't understand that. I guess I come from the Marines. I come from a church background. I come from, I went to school in the 60s and the 70s. So maybe that was a different time. I guess it tells you how old I am.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat with you, my friend. Hey, you had mentioned Lieutenant Zulo's having some legal issues.
Well, not Lieutenant Zulo, but Sheriff O'Pyle.
Sheriff O'Pyle.
Yes.
It reminds me of a case, you know, back in the late 60s, there was a gentleman by the name of Jim Garrison who investigated the Kennedy assassination. And as he was getting close to some real answers, the government kind of came down on him.
Well, the federal government's trying to come down on O'Pyle.
Yeah.
But let me tell you this. They have one more legal hurdle to overcome. And I believe they're going to let loose, or they'll let loose before. Who knows when they're going to pull the pin, and who knows when Trump's going to pull the pin. But my basic opinion is this is going to come out sooner or later, and when it does, it's going to be earth-shattering what Lieutenant Zulo said. So if you want to find this information out, go to wheresobamasbirthcertificate.com or protectourliberty.org. Call me at 814-375-2490. I don't mind being the point man. I really don't want to be the point man anymore, but I have. I'll get you the copies. I'll come and talk to your group. I'll do everything I can. But we need to turn America around. And if you could think of a better way to do it, then you tell me. But I'm doing what I can do. And I'm spending money out of my own pocket.
Sure.
Endless hours, taking away time from my family. And because our founding fathers did the same thing. Time, talent, treasure, and sacred honor. I have all those, and so do many other people. I'm not alone in what I'm doing here. So I'm just one little voice here in Dubois, but I'm very honored that we were able to come and do this show and do shows like this because, you know, we're not here to scam anybody.
Sure.
Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong.
If someone out there is listening today, Jeff, and they want to be a part, I know you're trying to grow the Tea Party here in Dubois and actually kind of form a Tea Party group here in Dubois.
Yes.
How's that going so far?
It's been really hard because I haven't put my energy into promoting it.
Right.
We have had just a handful of people. But I'll tell you what, I'll work with just a handful of people because a commando can kick an army's butt. Just a few commandos can do the job.
Just get a few good men together, right?
But if you'd like to change, you'd like to come on board, you'd like to do something instead of just watch TV and watch, you know, even the medias you think are telling you the truth, they're scamming us. But if you want to, you know, get a group going or you want this information to send to your congressman or you want to talk to your president and judges, if you're outside the area here, still call me because I need people from the other counties. We have 67 counties. I've got several covered so far to the president and judges. So we need to send them a letter to ask for a grand jury. We'd also need to call our congressman. That would be the House representatives. And send them packages to ask for impeachment. So my number is 814-375-2490. I live at 814 South Brady Street, Dubois, Pennsylvania, 15801. Send me a letter. I will mail you back stuff. Just give me your basic information, and I'll have you rocking and rolling.
Give you a call or knock on your door. Jeff will be there for you.
I've had that happen.
All right. Thank you, Jeff, for being with us here today. Jeff Harrison from the Tea Party Group and the Pennsylvania Freedom Fighters right here on Connect FM. Have a great day, my friend.
Well, thank you, and let's charge.